It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. If it's Thursday, you know that it's a throwback Thursday. We got the jingle. Turn up. What is up, Everyday Saturday Nation? We're also live streaming on Periscope. If you got a question on Periscope, I'll do my best to navigate back and forth. It is Thursday, July 9th, 2015. Want to welcome you to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's been an amazing week. I mean, an amazing week. We'll talk a lot about that. It's also a little bit of a somber week whenever we have the first week of July. My mother, Catherine, passed away July 7th, 1997, which would make it 18 years. I don't know, man. You ever lost a loved one? You ever lost a loved one and it's like it happened yesterday and yet it was 20 years ago, or maybe it was a year ago or 5 years ago? It's really wild, man. July 7th every year when it comes around, I think of my mom and where I was at the time. Angela, who is now my wife, we were engaged at the time, and we hadn't been married. And so we went down to Bradford, Pennsylvania, and where I lived in Buffalo at the time, about 80 miles south of PA, or 80 miles south of Buffalo is Bradford, PA. And we went down to visit her for the 4th of July weekend, and it was a great weekend. And you know what's really wild is, I don't know if you've ever been around somebody when they knew that they were going to take their last breath. Maybe you have. Maybe you've been with a parent who's in hospice, or maybe you were at a friend's bedside. But I didn't know it at the time, but looking back, it made a lot of sense. And I'm not somebody into this, you know, it's not that I don't, you know, look, whatever you believe. Let me just quit trying to stumble over my words, okay? But I'm not into this out-of-body experience or knowing what's going on. It's just not my area of expertise. But now that I look back on it, I truly believe that 4th of July weekend, my mom knew that her life was coming to an end. And I don't know if you've ever been there, you know, in that situation where, you know, you see somebody who's about to take their last breath and they know it, but you don't know it. It's really wild. So I look back the first week of July, and not to start off the show as a downer. It's not a downer. It's actually uplifting to me to know, look, man, if you don't think that you're going to die someday and your last breath will be taken, man, you're in la-la land. And it's funny because we all know that, but we don't really want to talk about it and we don't want to accept it and, you know, we don't want to really acknowledge it. Death, Jim Rohn used to talk about it all the time. I mean, death is really what makes, you know, life so temporary, because death is so permanent. So you better get the hell going with whatever your dream is that you want to get doing. I don't know what you possibly could be waiting for. I know some people are like, you know, I got to wait to launch this business because I got to wait for the money to come in. Or I got to wait until I got enough in my 401k, or I got to wait until the health insurance. I got to figure out. Forget it, man. That's not how it works in this game. You could be hit by a bus tomorrow, and how's that health insurance working for you? You know, yeah, you'll be able to use it if you're not dead, but you've got this huge dream inside, and what are you going to do? You're going to plan and plan and plan. Man, the perfect plan, if you never use it, get out of town, man. I mean, it just isn't going to happen. You know, why don't you fumble and bumble and stumble? We are all conditioned not to make mistakes. You know, when you have a job, what happens when you make a mistake? And I'm watching on Periscope as well, so I'll try to get some questions from Periscope. If you guys got them, I'll try to keep going back and forth here. We got the pop screen working because I finally get my office. It's been a disaster for the past month, and I've had an opportunity now to actually put it together where I need it to be. But, you know, when you talk about the imperfect plan that is never used, when you have a job and you do something bad, you know, what do? You get punished, you know, or you don't get the good assignment, or you don't get the bonus at the end of the year. When you have a job and you make a mistake, that's terrible. At least in the eyes of the boss, if you want to be promoted, if you want a raise, if you want your bonus, there's no reward inside of the JOB for risk takers most of the time, unless you've got a separate section that's called risk takers. You know, when you go into the entrepreneurial world and you want to succeed, there isn't a chance in H-E double hockey stick that you ain't going to fall flat on your face, embarrass the living crap out of you and probably the people that love you, your wife, your husband, your family. I mean, you're going to call, if you really believe, I think embarrassment is an emotion that you bring on yourself as far as you don't like to be judged by other people. Like you're tiptoeing and tiptoeing and tiptoeing through life, you know, all because you're just going to safely arrive at your grave. And that's not how it works when you when you're in the entrepreneurial world. You know, you really are. If you haven't in your first 5 minutes of trying to be an entrepreneur failed, then you're just trying. You're not even trying. I mean, my God, think about it. Your website isn't going to work. Your equipment isn't going to work the right way, whether you own a brick and mortar store or a storefront. People are going to charge you money and not show up, and they're not going to do the work and not do it the way you want. You're going to be working till 2 a.m. thinking, what the hell did I just sign up for? That paycheck was so secure at one point in time. But that's just kind of what we all do. That's why 9 out of 10 business owners fail in the first year. And then in the second year and the third and the fourth and the fifth, all the way up to the fifth year, 9 out of 10 of those who made it, they fail. Because it ain't easy, man. It just, success is not for weak people, you know. And I love when you see it on the internet. You see a lot of individuals who are, you know, uber successful, and they make it look so easy. That's one thing I've tried to never do. Is to not make it look easy. I tried to keep it real. I probably talked more people out of, you know, going for their dream at the time they wanted to versus not, because they just didn't have thick enough skin. They just were way too soft. You just can't be soft and be an entrepreneur, man. You have to expect failure. And look, failure is defined as, like, what if this mic stopped working right now? I had a live webinar a few weeks ago, and it just went to, you know, I went to hell in a handbasket. I mean, everything froze up. GoToWebinar just stopped working. And I did have a little bit of sweat on the brow. You know, I'm not going to lie to you about that. But what did I do? Right in the middle of the webinar, I acknowledged it. I said, hey, guys, I got to jump off this webinar. I'm going to jump back on. Let me know if you're still here. And I jumped back on, and some of the people were still around. I'd say 70% of the people were still on the webinar. But then I sent an email out to everybody that registered and said, hey, horrible webinar today, and I'm going to make it right. We're going to do another one in 2 days. We'll just call it a bonus webinar, whatever you want to call it. It's not that hard to fix a mistake. I mean, there's no mistake you can make that can't be undone, that can't be fixed. And the beauty of making a mistake is what you the ability to learn from it, you know? But when you got a job, you learn. When you do something wrong in a job, you definitely learn. And you usually don't make the same mistake twice. But the problem is it sets you back. It sets you back if you don't have a cool boss who actually gets it, that wants to see you kind of push the envelope a little bit, then you're going to be set back, or you're not going to get the promotion. And if you don't make a sales quota, you're not going to get the promotion. And all of these things, you know, the statistic when I interviewed James Ray earlier the week, by the way, a lot of feedback on that. James is a very polarizing individual. If you haven't heard that interview, I've broken into 4 parts. I think you'll like it. Obviously, James has been in the news a lot the past 5 years for what happened at the Sweat Lodge and all those things. But not to digress, we talked a lot about business towards the end of the podcast. Spent a lot of time on the Sweat Lodge. Spent a lot of time of his time in prison. Yeah, I just got to say this too, because I wanted to make sure when you heard that interview, you didn't think I thought one way or the other about James. And I hope it came across that way. But the one thing I find interesting is how quick we are to judge, and I'm not saying about James, I mean just anybody, you know. We judge and judge and judge and judge, and then at least in the United States here, I know the podcast is in over 100 countries, so it may be a little bit different in your society, you know. But we are also very quick to, great interview, thank you, Chris and the likes, people posted on Facebook saying it's a great interview with James. I appreciate it. You know, we're also quick to forgive. I don't know, man. I'm going to get back to the statistic that we were talking about in a second, but I've really come a long way at the age of 47 of not judging people. I just don't want to. I just think that's so much negative energy to judge someone, because what are you really doing? You're looking at their life. You're not putting the focus on your life, which is probably where every bit of your ounce of energy should be looking at right now. And why would you want to comment on somebody else's life? You know, like, that's, you're living watching their reality show instead of being the star of your own reality show. And don't get me started on reality shows. But I don't know, man. I guess got a real problem with judging people. Now, somebody acts like an idiot, I'll call them out. But I'm not going to sit there and do it to the point where it takes the focus off what I'm doing with my life. And look, James is a unique situation because, you know, he went to prison for 2 years. Some feel it should have been longer. Some feel not at all. But There's a faction of people that probably hate James Ray and don't ever want to hear from him again. There's a faction of people who love him and would forgive him for anything. And kind of in the middle there is our society, you know? And then, you know, what I wanted to know in that interview was, where does he go from here? You know, how do you pick up the pieces? And he said, this is all I know how to do, Sam. It's just, I think I've got a gift. I made a terrible mistake. I paid for that mistake, and now I'm back, and I'm allowed to, once I've paid my debt to society, I'm allowed to go and do what I want to do as long as it doesn't harm anybody again. And I thought he owned it pretty good, but I also know that, especially the victims' families, I mean, they don't want to hear any of that stuff, you know, and I don't blame them. Don't blame them. You know, I don't think that there's a you know, I would feel the exact, look, if my loved one was in that situation, I would probably have a hard time forgiving as well. All right. So anyway, that interview, what a one sentence that came out of it, literally one sentence, was 71% of people in the United States hate their job. All right. And it was a Gallup poll. All right. So it wasn't like some guy sitting on the side of the road saying, hey, you got a second one? It was a Gallup poll, and 71% of the people hate their job. Okay, not shocking. Let me take hate out and put in they feel as though their talents are not being utilized to the fullest. Like it's not, they don't feel fulfilled. And remember, success without fulfillment is failure. I know more six-figure corporate guys who are miserable than I know people who are making, you know, 20 grand a year that aren't happy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we all know somebody making 20, 30 grand a year. They're happier than a pig in slop. And you're looking at them like, really? What the hell are you so happy about? You don't have a new car. You don't have a new house. Your plumbing kind of works. Sometimes it doesn't, you know. What's up? They're happy because they're fulfilled. They haven't put this huge amount of weight or being judged by how much money they have. So of the 71% of people in the United States who don't like their job, every one of them is fearful that they're going to lose it. Isn't it the wildest damn thing? It's like, you don't like your job. Okay, that's fair, because I didn't either. But then we're sitting around worried about losing our job. So how does that even work? That doesn't even make any sense whatsoever. And it's all about this paradigm that you're living in every single day of how you think the world should look. How you think everything should work. You think you should go to a job. You think you should work very hard. You think you should at least put 8 hours a day in, and sometimes more if you feel guilty because, God forbid, I took a 90-minute lunch. Oh, my God, I took a 90-minute lunch instead of an hour lunch. I got to work an extra 30 minutes. You know, it's like, here's what entrepreneurs do. We work our ass off. I mean, we work our ass off. Okay, there ain't no mistaking that about it. And you know what? We love it. We absolutely, positively love it. I'm sitting here with an $8 haircut, just got back from the gym, and I'm talking into this microphone, and it's the greatest moment of my day right now. Okay, even better than the gym. I couldn't wait to turn the mic on and start talking to you today. But we work very, very hard. The difference is with those 71% of the individuals who I cited earlier, they work very, very hard, maybe even harder, but yet they go home at the end of the day and they feel no sense of fulfillment. You know what they feel? I'm tired. You know what I did? I went to the gym for 2 hours today. 2 hours. You know what? 2 hours is an eternity to be in the gym. I'm 23, recently started my corporate job, and listening to you has motivated me to hurry up. That's awesome. It's awesome, Brian. Somebody on Periscope right there just chimed in. Leave my job, pursue my dream. Beautiful, man. That's awesome. The thing is, 2 hours at the gym is an eternity. I could never go to the gym for 2 hours when I had a job. Why? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Do you know how much flack I would have taken by being off the job for 2 hours? But you know what also suffered was my health. I mean, I weighed 205 pounds. Now I'm 185 pounds. And I got a lot more muscle on me than I had 10, 15 years ago. And also, my health insurance, I took my health insurance in 2007 when I became an entrepreneur. I couldn't afford the COBRA. That's the health insurance we go on here in the States when you leave your job. And it was $1,300 a month because I had three kids. And I took $1,300 a month, just I couldn't pay it. I mean, I just couldn't have any, I couldn't afford $1,300 a month for health insurance. So what I did is I took one of these really high deductible plans. It was like $10,000, and my insurance was like $200 a month. And I dedicated $50 a month to a health club. And I said, I'm going to go to a health club every single day, and I'm just going to work out. I don't care if I just jog on the treadmill or pump some iron, whatever it is, because I'm not giving money to health insurance companies any longer. I'd rather give it to the gym because I feel better, I look better, I sleep better. Everything's better when I go to the gym. And that involves discipline, it involves commitment, it involves patience, it involves everything that most employees don't have, you know, because you want everything yesterday. In a job, you got to get results yesterday. As an entrepreneur, you can't get results yesterday because you got to do what we call, we got to say extending your runway. You know, a plane, a jumbo jet isn't going to take off on a little, you know, twin engine runway in your local neighborhood. They need a lot of space. And when you're launching your career, you're launching this entrepreneurial dream, you need a lot of space. That involves having some money saved up. That involves going and getting the knowledge you need. That involves networking, doing joint ventures with people. There involves a lot more. So you really got to extend your runway. And when I got that health insurance, I said, the new health insurance, by the way, which was like a couple $100 a month down from $1,300, but it was all I could afford at the time. And I started going to the gym. I just felt so much better. And I never try to miss a workout. Now, I'm not perfect. I missed a couple of them this week, but my daughters are at vacation Bible school at night, and I'm, you know, I don't even get home till 9 o'clock, which those of you that know me know that's like pulling an all-nighter for me. I mean, I'm in bed, man. After an episode of Dexter on Netflix, by the way. So all of this, okay, all of this was meant to encourage you that, yeah, you may be one of those individuals right now, that one of the 71% that are stuck in a job, but that's temporary. I mean, pain is temporary. Misery is optional. You don't have to be miserable. Even in a job, you can make every day Saturday in a job, because Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance, okay? It's basically a mindset that says, I'm going to do the best I can possibly do for a limited amount of time. You got to have your launch date. You got to put your launch date down. I mean, when are you going to actually go after this dream? We talked about it at the very beginning of this show. You can't say someday, one day. That's not on the calendar. You can't say when this happened. That nothing's going to line up perfectly. When you feel it's ready to go, you go. And when you become an entrepreneur, you're going to create different products and services that you're going to offer your marketplace. Today, I mean, head on over to everydayisaturday.com/speaker. Sign up for the pre-launch. I'm telling you, I promise you now, we have over 30 videos. I'm recording 5 more today. It's going to be the number one speaker site online. The amount of content going in there is going to be off the hook amazing. And for $297, we offered a 2-payment plan as well. Go to everydayisaturday.com/speaker, and I will train you how to earn income with your message. And you know me, man, it's no BS. It's no fluff. It's over 30 cutting edge videos, soon to be over 50, 60, 70, 100 videos, interviews with a who's who of public speakers that are crushing it from the stage. Everydayisaturday.com. It's called /speaker. It's called the Speaker Success Vault. Look, you got to get out and do it. I mean, there's nobody that's going to be able to do this for you. You've got your own. When you become an entrepreneur, you're going to create products and services like I was talking about. I just created the whole Speaker Success Vault. I didn't have that name. 5 days ago, I didn't even have that name. It just kind of, I'm going to say, came to me. But I was like, okay, I want to train people to speak. I want them to be successful. And I'm going to put it all together, kind of like a vault. Okay, let's go to Namecheap.com. Get a URL for $10. Get SpeakerSuccessVault.com. And rock it out, man. Did I think about it? No, I don't think. I never think. Thinking is difficult for me, okay? I take massive action. I don't care if I'm running east looking for a sunset. I'll figure it out. But I know one thing. I'm not going to sit around and say, Speaker Success Vault, man. We are going to rock that site. You got to head over there, man. Everydayisaturday.com/speaker. Get it done. Get in. Don't be left out because the price is going up. And when you do create new products and services as an entrepreneur, it's like when you're an employee, but different, because now you're creating your products. You know what I mean? You're creating your products, your services. You get to reinvent yourself, hell, every day if you want to. I mean, every day you can create a new product. At the very least, you can create a new email. This podcast, look, guys, I got no notes. I mean, I got nothing in front of me. I have no outline. I've got no script. You know how awesome it is to be an ex-stutterer who couldn't used to speak, and now he just picks a mic up, hits the record button, and speaks? We're going on 20 minutes now, guys. Not because I'm anything great or anything special. It's because when you got the message inside of you and you know what it is, you know what your internal GPS is telling you where to go, you don't got to look far. I mean, I'm in my office. I walk upstairs. I'm 10 feet away from a girl who's on a ventilator, you know, fighting for her life every single day. I don't got to walk very far to have gratitude. And you got the audacity to sit on your ass and worry about, oh my God, I don't, the traffic's going to be bad, or I can't do this and I can't launch my dream. Nobody wants to hear that. Especially, you know who else doesn't want to hear that? Your dream. Your dream. You know, the little person in your mind who's like, come on, we can do it. We can do it. No, I don't have the energy right now. I can't. It's like taking a complete inferno campfire burning right next to you. I'm just taking a gallon of water, and just dousing it on that fire. That's what you're doing every day. You don't go for something. Write a new email to your list. Create a podcast. Create a YouTube video. Write a blog. We talk about it all the time. If you're an offline store and you're a brick and mortar, go sell a cup of coffee. Sell a hot dog. You know, I had an idea one time in corporate that I was going to quit my job, put a big tent up here in Cincinnati, and just sell hot dogs and hamburgers. I would have done it. There was a point in time, man, I was leaving my job every single – I was going to sell a hamburger for a dollar. I mean, hot dog for a dollar, you get 8 of them for like $2, you know, so the markup's like 400%. Put it on a bun, get a little mustard and ketchup, and serve it to somebody for $1. Who wouldn't want a hot dog for the everyday Saturday hot dog, hamburger for a dollar, you know? But there was a point in time I was leaving my job at noon every single day to go look at tanning salons, storage facilities. I mean, I remember I drove an hour to go look at a tanning salon. I was going to sell gumball machines. I was the guy that was going to fill up the gumball machines on my lunch hour every day. Guys, I've had every crazy idea possible. And then finally I said, I'm going for this every day, a Saturday dream. I'm just going to do it. I know I'm going to fail fast, which is great. If you ever fail, you want to fail quickly. But no different than working out, man. It happens. You know, your body, your stamina, your strength, your cardio, everything starts to come together. And 47 years old, I got a bad haircut, man, but I look pretty damn good for 47, don't I? And you will too. And you know what's going to look even better is your dream. You know what's going to look better is your business. You know what's going to look better is the output. You know what's going to look better? The smile on your face when you sit back. Hell, it might be 2 in the morning when you do it, but you sit back, you put your feet up, and you say, you know what? I did it. I did it. And you never stop trying to improve. Just keep getting better. While your competition sleeps, you work. While the slaves go to the camp for work every day, you create content. It's better to create. I'm going to leave you with this thought. We're going to sign off Periscope here in a minute too. By the way, love the hearts. Keep the hearts coming on Periscope, would you please? By the way, follow me on Periscope at Sam Crowley. Follow me on Twitter. You'll be notified as well when we do a live stream of the podcast. There's the hearts coming up, the blue, the green. Thank you. Listen to this. It's better to create than it is to maintain. Write that down. It's better to create than it is to maintain. People go to a job, they maintain. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to lose my job. People go to where their dream lies every day. They create. Let me tell you, man. Create, awesome. Maintain. Averageville. All right. Hey, everybody. We're signing off Periscope here. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. We're going to sign off on iTunes as well. Make sure you check in everydaysaturday.com/speaker. Launch your career and have the best day ever. Fire it up. Fire it up.